Hello and welcome to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. Hi, how's it going? Great, good to hear. Boy, was it a great a week for Maryland hockey this past week. A little clutch and crab hockey there, hon. And boy, it was a big weekend for a decent amount of teams. We'll talk about that in a minute. It is October, October 1st. You can stop asking if it's October yet, because it is. Also, we're 1 month away from Wyclef getting back, so fingers crossed that it goes smoothly. We'll talk Black Bears and Team Maryland and Stevenson and Towson and Navy D2 and Navy Women upcoming games. Play us. And if you haven't seen ScottyWaz.com, I chatted a little bit post-game with Sam Annis of the Iowa Wild and, of course, formerly of the Team Maryland 16U, Washington Little Caps. I believe he played for Montgomery a little bit. He played for the Landon School, I know that for sure, and then moved his way into the USHL and now into the AHL after 3 years at Quinnipiac. So check that out, ScottyWaz.com. You just got to scroll a little bit. There's little things, but you got to scroll a little bit. Let's get started. What a big weekend for your Maryland Black Bears. My goodness gracious. Weird time scheduling. 5 o'clock East, 3 o'clock East for the games on Friday. Saturday didn't seem to catch the Black Bears off guard one bit as they went ahead and took the weekend all their own. But I will say this. I will say this right off the hop. And I want to make apologies to the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights broadcaster. For the longest time, he was saying Kyle Oleksiak for number 27. On the roster sheet for the NAHL, it has Connor Dougherty. Dougherty. The point is this, is that they had him listed there, and I'm just like, this guy's screwing it up. Kyle Oleksiak wasn't even number 28. Ah, but I'm the fool. Kyle Oleksiak's back, everybody. That's right. He is ripe and ready to go. He is doing himself a dang thing and coming back for the Maryland Black Bears and teaming up with former teammate Wilmer Skug. And good times had by all. He's wearing number 27. Big O is back. Good for him. Congratulations to that. And he started off with a great game, I must say. As, well, not him personally, but the team as a whole just came out firing on Friday night. Friday evening. Friday rush hour. 7-3 victors for your Maryland Black Bears, including 4 in the first, all within 4 minutes of each other. Start off, Anthony Malacca, his first goal of the season on the power play. Jackson Starrett, Hankins Reinquist on the assist there. Then, not but 9 seconds later, Jackson Starrett pots his third of the season. Brandon Stannard and Wilmer Skug with the assist there. Less than 2 minutes after that, Malacca on the power play again from Starrett and Skug. And then to top it all off, Logan Kahns, his third of the season. Logan Kittleson, Luke Mountain on the assist there. It was 4-0 before he could blink, before Anthony Mastermonica of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights got one. Zach Curry and Nikita Asilev with the assist there. Then foot not off the pedal one bit. 30 seconds into the second period, Luke Mountain gets his first of the year from Kittleson and Stannard. Well, Wilmer Skug gets his sixth of the season from Oleksiak and Starrett there as well. It says Connor Dougherty. Not right. It's Kyle Oleksiak. Then Master Monica gets his second of the game on the power play. Mike Manzo and Curry on the assist. Then Manzo scores 5 minutes into the third period. Liam Haslam with the assist there before Jackson Starrett gets another goal with Ethan Heideprim. And Wilmer Skug on the assist there, 7-3, the win total there. I don't know what that was. Cooper Black, 39 saves in the winning effort, his third win in as many starts for him. And it's really starting to see that Cooper Black could be taking the number one role. But this game, just amazing. Two goals, 3 assists for Starrett. I wrongly gave him 2-2 in this game, but that's fine. I'm not Chuck Woolering this whole thing. Then Saturday, short turnaround, less than 24 hours later, they were back at it again, and much of the same result, except for less thrashing. 5-2 the final as Maryland sleeps the weekend. not really much happened in the first, all things considered, but a little pickpocket by Jackson Starrett. His fifth of the season. Wilmer Skoog, Ethan Heideprim on the assist there. Was that the night before? Am I thinking different nights? I might be thinking different nights. No, it's that goal there. It was the pickpocket and score. Somehow he got an assist. I don't know. The second period went by, and then Wilkes-Barre Scranton got two goals in under 2 minutes. Lincoln Hatton, his fifth of the season. Astrolev with a goal. Spencer Craig with his first on the power play from Lincoln Hatton. Then Aiden McDowell gets his second. Wilmer Skoog, Jackson Starrett on the assist there. Then start the third. Things were looking like it was going to overtime. We were getting into the dire hour. But with 2:27 left, Braden Standard pots his second in the eventual game winner from Luke Mountain and Logan Kahns. And Skoog with the his seventh of the season into the empty net before Luke Mountain gets another empty net goal on the shorthanded, his second of the season. Thomas Jarman, Standard on the assist there. 5-2, your final. Cooper Black, 30 saves, back-to-back wins, back-to-back things, 4 wins in a row for Cooper Black. And boy, howdy, this is not your father's Maryland Black Bears team, because they didn't exist until last year. But this is a team that is looking so much crisper. They are looking so much more in tune with each other, and it's great to see. It's great to see from what we had last season to what we have right now is night and day. And I think it's only going to provide opportunity going forth. And yeah, it's huge. This is a huge, huge situation for the Maryland Black Bears. Week off, and we'll get back to the action as they take as they prepare. Probably not. It's half and half, and I'll talk about this a little later, actually. So we'll go beyond that, and I'll talk a little bit later about what's happening next. But the Black Bears, so dominant, they swept the first two stars of the week in the East Division of the NAHL. Jackson Starrett getting the top honors as he went ahead and got himself 3 goals, 4 assists, plus 3 in the 2 wins. Big, big weekend for him. Hendersonville, Tennessee native. Wilmer Skoog is the Black Bears' second star and the second star of the East Division. Huge, huge weekend for the Black Bears. And I have to say, saying Wilmer Skoog in the Maryland accent, it is not a mocking thing. It's just something I can't not do anymore. And Jen, the NHL history girl, it pops her every time I say it. So I have to keep doing it. Hopefully, it's not offensive. If it is, go to Dundalk and ask somebody to say it. It's going to happen. It's how it is here. But Jackson Starrett, Wilmer Skoog, Braden Standard, like this team, like there is so many guys on this team that are just clicking together. Just stat line wise, I mean, Skoog's got 7 goals. Starrett's got 5 goals. The assist wise, like everybody. What was that? 22 players have points out of the 30 that have been rostered, and 3 of them are goalies. So 22 of essentially 27 players have been registered on the score sheet. That's fantastic. That is great for them. And I can't wait to Max Borst. See, here's the thing. I'm confused by this, too, because I thought Max Borst got a goal into the empty net. It wasn't Wilmer Skoog's, but I guess it got taken back. I don't know. But Borst has been playing well. I think his stuff gets underappreciated as well for the role. He's not potting points, but, you know, his speed is doing a hell of a thing. It's creating penalties. Garrett Sidlowski. He's been potting some, you know, he's been doing some things off the puck that have been growing. Finn McLean's starting to, you know, he's still getting started. He's getting the lineup every now and again. Jackson Olsen, we haven't seen much of him. But I think all these guys are contributing to a T, and that's big. And that's big going down the line because you have a lot of healthy bodies. You have a lot of people to choose from. It's good to have options. And hopefully the guys who are not seeing the time, who are not getting the points, aren't taking this as a hit to their ego, because especially at this young age and what you're fed as a player developing, you may think you need more or want more or deserve more. Team success is going to get you noticed too. You know, I mean, not everybody can, you know, I watch the University of North Dakota. Not everybody can be a 50-goal scorer. Not everybody can be a 30-goal scorer in the NCAA. Hell, UND had only one guy in double digits in goals last year. You know, this is a muck-and-grind team. It's the guys who, you know, it's the face-off guys. It's the shorthanded guys. It's the guys in the PK, guys in the, it's everything. If you have a well-rounded game, you're going to get in the lineup, and you're going to get noticed as well. Let's not get that twisted. You will get noticed if people see what you're doing. Just put in the work. Don't let your ego get ahead of you. What is this? What am I doing consulting fees for? I don't know. Anyway, like I said, we'll get to what's happening this weekend. Spoiler alert: not much for the Black Bears in a little bit, but we'll go now to Team Maryland. Team Maryland went to Walpole in Massachusetts for a couple of things, took on some of the Northeastern's best, and this was a weird thing because it was in two halves. So they played two halves, and please, I love somebody, please explain this to me. Explain what the hell happened this week. Why is the Northeastern guys doing two halves? But in any case, on Sunday afternoon, Team Maryland beat the Worcester Junior Railers Hockey Club 7-4. First half was tied up. The Railers go up two, but before the break there, Team Maryland goes ahead and gets two. Cody Rumsey, even strength from Dennis Arkhipenko and Jeff Rebman. And then at the 24-minute and 54-second mark of the period, Jackson Dobek on the power play, Bobby Guyer, and Michael DeLaurier on the assist there. Second period, or half as it were, Railers jump out to a lead a minute 45 in, but Jeff Rebman gets it right back. Rebman with the a good old assist there, or a good old goal there, with assists from Tristan Mock and Jackson Dobek. Then shorthand at 12 minutes in, Tristan Mock with a goal. Tristan Mock with another goal on the power play. Then former Maryland Black Bear George Vanakis on the power play for the Railers, though. And then Tristan Mock finishes off that hat trick. Could have been a Natty Bo Hattie, but it was not. Arkhipenko on the assist, and Chris Cromwell throws one into the open net. 7-4, your final on that one there. Peter Siolis with 20 saves in the winning effort. Monday afternoon, they took on the Vermont Lumberjacks, but weren't as lucky as they lost 3-1, breaking their three-game win streak. Cody Rumsey, the only goal midway through the first half, kind of midway through the first half. Sam Shepard on the assist there, but nothing was to be had. Zach Richards, 33 saves in the losing effort going forward. So a little bit of a tough weekend going up to Walpole, but still a victory against the top team in that division, very big for them, and I'm glad overall they were able to get some experience with teams outside of the division. Obviously, you can only deal with like the Philadelphia teams for so long before you get sick of them. You would like to see, because you know what you're getting, and then you get to see a little switch up there, and we'll talk about how they're going to get a little bit of switch up this weekend as well. But before that, we'll get to the club teams. We'll get to some club hockey, as we're still waiting for the D3 Stevenson. They're like Wyclef, both men's and women's. They're going to be gone until November. So things should be ramping up here just a little bit. But Stevenson's club team, though, the green horses keep rolling, baby. They're playing some huge clutch and crab hockey. 4-0 to start the season, Horn. Clutch and crab hockey right there, Horn. Big wins against West Virginia this weekend. A sweep of West Virginia on Saturday night. It was a close one, but 4-3, getting one late for the Green Horses at Stevenson. They get themselves a huge win. Brian Hodges with two goals, Brendan Jesse with a goal, and Brandon Scolzi with a nice little game-winning tipski to get it in there. 4-3, your final. And then Sunday. West Virginia had no chance. No chance in hell. 6-1. Your Green Horses go ahead and beat the Mountaineers. Mark Bowen gets the scoring started. Mark Bowen! Brian Hodges, another goal. Three on the weekend for him. Me and Private Ian Malone gets himself a goal. Scolzi with another one. Jake Vance and Joshua, don't call me Josh, Watterson with the last goal there to make it 6-1 the final. Marcos Palacios, he saved the queen. First college win, 33 saves in that effort there. So good on him. Big win for Stevenson. Huge for Coach Ergo and that team. 4-0. That's pretty awesome for a team that had 7 wins all last season. So they're more than halfway to their previous season totals, and we're just 2 weeks into the season. So awesome work, gentlemen, and hopefully you guys can keep it rolling as we move onward and upward from there. We'll skip from D2 just for a minute to D1, and the Towson Tigers. Whew. I don't want to be discouraged by this team, so I won't. I will provide the stats, and I will go from there. They went up to Rhode Island, went to the Brad Bowles Arena, and they got swept by University of Rhode Island starting on Friday night, 5-1 the final. All Rhode Island all the time. Got a little bit feeling out process. Rhode Island gets halfway into the first period. They get the first marker. But with 1:50 remaining in the first, Perry Goodall. Goodale. Sorry, Perry. Perry Goodale with the goal. Constance Panassis with the assist. And that's all she wrote. It was Rhode Island from that point forward. Jacob Schneider, 54 saves. 54 saves. Saturday night, not great either, Bob. Not great either. 7-3 the final. Rhode Island scored the first 5 goals in the game before Ryan Dieter scored with assists from Matthew Barilla and Chase Collier. And then Dieter scored 2 more, getting a hat trick for himself. Richard Adams on the assist on one of the goals, and Barilla with the assist on the other. So it was University of Rhode Island 7, Ryan Dieter 3, Kevin Mackey, 46 saves in the losing effort. 46 saves, 54 saves. My wish list is this team gets a weekend of under 30 shots on average. My wish for this team. I don't want to be discouraging. I don't want to be discouraged. Yes, let's onward, upward. It's been a rough road. You've been on the road the entire time. Focus, center, maybe a home cooking will do good this weekend. I have faith. I have faith in this Towson team. When I was growing up, Towson was the big place to be for club hockey. Towson was the place that a lot of people from Mount St. Joe went to. So I want to have faith in that. So I want to hope that this is just a bump in the road, shake a little rust off, and then we can focus and go from there. Here's hoping that. Obviously, as they get going, I mean, your top guys are going for you. It's just everyone else has got to get going. It's just that simple. I want to have a little PMA, but hard to. A little hard to at times. But Tigers, I believe in you. I trust in you. I bought some shirts from you. I want to support you guys, and I will support you guys through and through. Let's get it. Let's get that motivation up. Breathe a little. Let's have some fun. Cut your crab hockey on. Let's go. Navy D2 played this weekend as well. They played against Richmond a single game, and they lost 4-1 in Richmond. Sean Bowman, the only goal there. According to the people at the Navy D2, they said it was a bad first period, but a solid second, third period, but just couldn't get back into it, couldn't make up for after that first period. So here's hoping, come back home, they get a weekend set coming up here. Big weekend set for them over at McMullen. If you got a chance to go to McMullen, go to McMullen. It's going to be a big weekend of hockey at McMullen. Go set up a tent at McMullen and just stay there. Just stay there. It's Annapolis in the fall time. Go hang out. Navy women, they went to Westchester. They went to Pennsylvania. They had a hoagie. And they just... Saturday for sure. Saturday we know for sure was confirmed. 15-1. That's a 15-1 over Westchester. Then unconfirmed reports have them winning 16-0. That's double Cal Ripken, hon. Yes, I know, Dundalk man. 16-0. A total of 31-1 on the weekend. I'm almost glad there's not a score sheet. I'd be here for 15 minutes telling you who scored and who assisted on these things. Bravo, ladies. Bravo, ladies. Congratulations on that. If that 16-0 score is true, of course, the 51, that alone is great. You win 16 Cobb the next night. My goodness gracious. So that is all we got available for the weekend wrap-up. So we know where we've come from. Where are we going now? Quo Vadimus, where are we going? Oh, that's the new segment of the show, Quo Vadimus. Scotty taking sports night drops, putting them on there. Anyway, the Black Bears are off. They are off this weekend. And as I mentioned, I don't know if this is good or bad. In all honesty, it is the team's rolling. Obviously coming off a sweep, hot hand, 12 goals in 6 periods of play. But it's also good because they're coming in, they're playing Johnstown next. Old buddy of the Maryland Black Bears, Quinn Wormuth, is going to come to town. He's there for your Tomahawks. Johnstown coming to play at the Den. Sadly, Johnny P will not be there. But Johnstown having a little slip of the year, obviously losing their guys like Carson Briere. He's not on the team anymore. I don't think Samuel Solinsky's on the team anymore. A new crop of players still on the team. Like I said, Quinn Wormuth there. He's already got 4 points in 8 games for the blue line. Top scoring defenseman. It's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, there's bad blood there. We'll see how long that bad blood carries over. They got home ice. We got home ice first. So let's keep home ice. Protect the Den. 2 weeks from now, Johnny P not in there, and I'm kind of mad, but he's, you know, got a life. He's not getting paid for this. Or you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/faceoffhockeyshow, or listen to the ads that we have. Ours is the beginning and end. The Face Off Hockey Show regular show, you got some in the middle now. Anyway, Black Bears are off this weekend. I'll be a little off duty then because UND actually starts up their exhibition season, so that's good too. So I don't have to worry about dual games because that's always fun in my ADD state. Team Maryland, they are in at the New York Apple Corps Saturday and Sunday. Finally, they don't have a Monday game. So they'll play New York Apple Corps. Then Navy, they play Friday, Saturday against Pittsburgh. Going to be a big game for them at McMullen. Like I said, it's the start of the big McMullen weekend. Navy D2, they're playing Friday against Air Force, Sunday against Army. It's an academy weekend for D2. Who's going to sing second? We'll see how that goes. The Navy women also have a big weekend, academy weekend, Saturday at against Air Force at McMullen. All the games are at McMullen. If you need a Navy hockey weekend, this is the weekend to do it, ladies and gentlemen. Before Army Navy and before the Crab Pot, go ahead and check out Navy this weekend. Friday, Saturday for the D1 men against Pittsburgh. D2, Friday against Air Force, Sunday against Army. Ladies play on Saturday against Air Force. Don't you dare miss it. Towson gets some home cooking. Finally get a home opener against Lehigh. Hopefully that can help them shake out of the funk they're in, but they're right back on the road Saturday, albeit to a better destination, a shorter destination, George Mason right there. So they will be going ahead and having a tete-a-tete, hopefully take two out of this whole weekend. Stevenson, club team off. Four straight wins. They get an off weekend. They'll come back at it again next week. I mentioned Navy D2 and the Terps. Terps are finally back in it Friday, Saturday at the Gardens Ice House in Laurel. Pittsburgh is to town. The D2 team, obviously the D1 going to be just up the road. I wonder if they're bussing together. I wonder if they're going to bus together D1 and D2 to save on cost and then just drop guys off at in Laurel and then drop guys off at Annapolis first and then drop the guys off in Laurel and see how it goes from there. So that's the weekend slate. That's the Quo Vadimus for the weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you are able to go out and get some Clutch and Crab hockey for yourselves. If not, you can watch especially Team Maryland on Hockey TV. I'll be tuning in a little bit, I'm sure, on Sunday. Maybe some on Saturday as well to check it out. Go live. There is so much live hockey right now, guys. Go see it. You got McMullen. You can go to Laurel to see the Terps. When Stevenson's in town, pack the Plex at Reisterstown. Towson's in town. Go to Ice World. Go to Abington. Be a great time for everybody. So you can go check all of those fun things out. Before we get to the player section, I do want to speak on something that is happening in Abington, mentioning Ice World as a whole. The Maryland Frozen Classic is happening on October 26th in Abington, Maryland. I think it's a 3 p.m. start time. Let me see here. I got bringing the flyer up right now. Yep, we got ourselves a 2 p.m. start time. I'm sorry. 1300 Governor's Court, Abington, Maryland. Ice World is the place. The U.S. Warriors will be taking on the Baltimore County Fire Department. $10 to get in. Children under 12, $5 to get in. And all proceeds will benefit the U.S. Warriors and Mid-Atlantic Special Hockey. Mid-Atlantic Special Hockey is supporting the enrichment of athletes with developmental disabilities through special hockey programs, while the U.S. Warriors Ice Hockey is a therapeutic ice hockey program for wounded and disabled veterans, and they have a standing team, and they also have a sled hockey team as well. Information and tickets on MarylandFrozenClassic.org. That's MarylandFrozenClassic.org, brought to you by MEM Contracting, Barnes Paving, Heritage, a Mile One Auto Group, and your local Burger King. This is not a paid ad. This is just getting it out there because it's a good cause. It's Maryland. It's BC Fire. It's Mid-Atlantic Special Hockey. It's making sure everyone who wants to play hockey can play hockey. So $10 at the door. Our tickets and information also available. I don't know if it's actually at the door. So $10 for tickets, $5, children under 12, MarylandFrozenClassic.org. Thank you. So for the players, obviously, like I said at the top of the show, if you guys want to go ahead and check out my piece with ScottyWaz.com is where you can find my little talk with Sam Annis after the Iowa Wild Manitoba Moose preseason game here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Check it out. If you want to, talks a little bit about the Ovechkin effect and stuff. So fun there. So I've been going back and forth about the players. There's one player who is an enigma when it comes to all this. Aaron Randazzo. He was born in Annapolis, claims Alexandria, Minnesota as his hometown, according to the Odessa Jackalopes of the NHL. That's where he plays now. But everywhere else has him listed as Annapolis, Maryland. And talking to my buddy John, who's Aaron's dad coached him in Navy, or at least coming up in Navy, Randazzo is a Marylander. So we're going to claim him as our own until he says otherwise. And we'll move on from there. 1-1-0 is Randazzo with the Odessa Jackalopes. 2.31 goals against average. So getting the gnarl push there in Odessa. Mike Chen, remember that name? Played for the ECHL. He's over in Beijing playing for Kulan Red Stars BSU for the VHL, which is the minor league to the KHL. He's got 4 assists so far in a few games. We'll keep track of him as much as humanly possible, as it's sometimes hard to get European numbers accurate for everything going. Everyone else should be starting up this week as colleges will start up this week with preseason games and possibly some real-life games. Minor league hockey going to get started here in a bit. ECHL will get started later in the month. The AHL will get started this weekend. So we will keep you updated. This player segment will be bigger, badder, longer, and uncut. I don't know what that meant. It was all, we don't cut it. I barely do editing as it is. It's just one take Jake over here. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to be done with this for this week. I'm going to go back, hang out with the cat. It's going to be a fun time. Who knows what's going to happen? But thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it very much. You can check out the Twitter at Chesapeake HW Pod. But for now, I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week, part of the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes, Facebook.com/FOHS Radio for all the photos when Johnny puts them up. Like I said, Chesapeake HW Pod is the Twitter handle and sponsorship. In the words of Nate Lewis from 2003, sponsorship opportunities are available now. If you want to sponsor this show some way, shape, or form, holla at your boy. Slide into my DMs if you need to, and we'll work out some kind of deal for you for this podcast. We'll work out a deal for you on the Twitter for the live streaming. Who knows? Who knows what can happen? The world is our oyster, ladies and gentlemen. So holla at me, as Teddy Long would say. All these references, Scott, you're just too much. Scotty too hottie. Anyway, enjoy your week of hockey, Daron. Go get some Clutch and Crab hockey as much as you can. And if Stevenson's not playing, go down to McMullen. Go up to Abington. Support the Tigers. Support the Midshipmen. Support Terps. Support Terps and Laurel. And all kinds of stuff. We'll be back next week. More Clutch Crab hockey for you. See ya.